I've been a pastor for some years, and I've had a chance to meet a wide range of different people, and everybody's got a story, and an amazing story that it is. I've been able to meet people who have been in prison, people who should be in prison. People play basketball against some high security prisoners in Cambodia in some terrible conditions. But I had never done anything myself bad enough to get myself in prison. Yet over my time as a pastor, I've learned a lot about what it means to be in captivity. And we're going to have a look at that a little bit now, just for a few minutes. I believe that the world is full of many people who are held captive to things that are far worse than a prison wall. And I believe there's people that are in prison that you'll find are actually more free than you and me. I'm just going to just say something to God just quickly. Lord, as I speak, I need your words. So, Lord, use your words. Set us free, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the Gospel, it says one of the things that Jesus said, he said, if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. If the Son has set you free indeed. The Son whom Jesus is talking about is himself, Jesus Christ, God's Son. And last week at Easter, we remembered that Jesus died on the cross for that exact reason, to set us free. But tonight, as we're sitting here and we're listening to all this amazing stuff that's going on, I want to ask you the simple question, what are you free to do? What have you got from that freedom? Because I believe that a lot of us have no idea what we are free to do, and free from what. Are we free from prison? Because, hey, you know, we're in a pretty good place here. Maybe we're free from school. Now most of you still have to go back there on Monday. Or some of you Wednesday if you're Don Miles, probably. See, my friends that were in Cambodia, in that prison cell, who I got to play basketball with, they could understand that when Jesus spoke that words, hey, if the Son has set you free indeed. They could be forgiven for thinking that they were talking about those walls that held them in that place. And Jesus went on, he said some other things, and we showed a verse at the start of the service tonight where he said, God has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. Again, this could be interpreted to mean the walls that hold people in. An actual prison. But does it? And as I said before, I think one of the most important things that we need to be able to understand in order to understand freedom is to understand captivity. And in the Bible we find different stories of captivity, and again one of them was showed at the start. It was the simple story of Egypt and the Israelites being held in captivity there. They desperately called out to God and God sent them a deliverer, and that was Moses. And Moses was able to set them free. But again, I don't think that when God was saying this, he was talking about an actual prison or actual slavery. He was talking about something different. I think this whole idea you may have heard before of freedom in Christ, is what we're sort of talking about a bit tonight, is very confusing for us to get. Because wherever you are in life, I can guarantee that you and I have as well, has thought that being a Christian, whether you are one or not, is a bit of a drag and actually restricts you from having fun. Your friends or your acquaintances all think that they can do anything and everything that they like or want. Yet we are the ones who are free in Christ. Yet we cannot. So what's the deal? Are we free then just to do less? So are we really free at all? We know that Jesus died for our freedom. But what does that actually mean? If you think about some of the things right now that you're going, gee, you know, I think about my friends or my acquaintances, they get to do that or they get to do this. And some of the things that come to mind, maybe They get to get drunk, or they get to swear whenever they want to. They get to have sex outside of marriage, or tell dirty jokes, or steal things, or just beat people up for the fun of it, or get in fights, or do drugs, smoke, etc. I could go on. And sometimes we just think it's just a little bit unfair, and then we get so restricted here by church and by our Christian faith. But I want to tell you a story. A few years ago, around the time of the Olympics, I was in Greece. And one of my friends that I was there with in Greece got questioned by somebody who was not a Christian. And this person came up and said, "Oh, you know, you guys claim all you have that freedom stuff. You're not free. Because I can go out tonight. I can go to a nightclub. I can get drunk. I can pick the prettiest girl around. And I can take her home and I can sleep with her. You can't." Now my friend looked at him in the eyes and he said, "Well, in fact, I can. But I can choose not to. Can you?" And this guy stopped for a bit. And he was seriously confronted by that question. He had to conclude that if he was to go out tonight, even if he decided that he wasn't going to go to the nightclub, most likely, he'll end up getting drunk. And as soon as he decides to get drunk, or he doesn't have much of a choice because it will happen, he just knows it will happen, he can't really decide on what he does after that. And he wakes up the next morning and regrets it again. And so my friend simply said to him, "Who is the one who is free?" Conversation went on for about another hour, and that young man gave his life to Jesus. You see, we live in a world that is controlled by an evil force, and each and every one of us is held by its chains from birth. Now those chains hold us captive. No matter how great our conscience is and how great our upbringing is, sin, which is the chains that control our lives, are there. And sin just comes naturally to us. Yet Jesus died, and we remembered that last week, to take away the sin of the world, to break its power over people, so that we be given a freedom. And all we need to do is simply confess to God, "Hey, I've had these chains tied around me. I've turned away from you. Please take these chains off me. I have sinned, and I need you in my life." And that's as simple as it gets. And then the Bible promises us something absolutely amazing. It tells us that there is this force called the Holy Spirit. And this force that is called the Holy Spirit is the force that actually raised Jesus from the dead. And when you give your life to Jesus, that force is given to you to live and to be active in your life, and to help you to make decisions, to help you to live as free people. So then we are free. We are free to choose whatever we want. We can choose to go and get drunk. We can choose not to, and actually follow through with it. You may have heard of people who are alcoholics who have, through their own will, have tried and tried and tried to break it, and may have succeeded. But it takes a lot more effort than it takes you and me, because we have a power that is inside us that wants to set us free from that. And I have to tell you that temptations still will come, and they do come. But the Bible again simply says, "Hey, you will not be tempted beyond what you can bear." God will always give you a way out. And with this freedom You have the opportunity to change others, to affect others. Because inside you is the power to say no to what is wrong, and the power to say yes to what is right. No to getting drunk. No to that person who wants to just take advantage of you. No to just laughing at those dirty jokes and backstabbing that person. But instead, you can shine out freedom and hope that you have found in Jesus to everyone around you. Someone once said, and they were a great person, with much power comes much responsibility. I think it was Uncle Ben from Spider-Man. There is another reality that some of you sitting here tonight have given your life to Jesus. You've taken that freedom, you've understood it for the first time, you've got it, and it's wonderful. A week or so has gone past, and you've picked up these chains again. And you've let them bind you and hold you back once again. Even though you have that Holy Spirit inside you, you've let something take control. Something have ownership over you. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's lust. Maybe it's self-loathing or negative thoughts. Whatever it is, I want to tell you again tonight that Jesus says, take these chains. Hey, I've already died for you. You've accepted that. Take these chains back to me. And I can remove them afresh. Tonight, that freedom is available for you again. Another passage in the Bible comes from a book in Hebrews that I think is quite encouraging here. It comes from Hebrews chapter 5. And it says, anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. That's like doing things that are right with God. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. What the writer is trying to say here is, as a baby Christian, or somebody who's just got to know God, hey, you need milk. You need to understand some of the simple things about your faith. There's got to be a time when you start to go, hey, I want to get a little bit deeper. I want to understand a little bit more about God and what's going on in this world. And so you start to pick up your Bible and you start to read it a bit more. You get somebody who can disciple you and can lead you on. And what that passage there is saying is that you desire this meat, this more solid food. And as you get that solid food, it will encourage you and teach you to be able to distinguish between good and evil. And so when it comes to using that freedom that you have, and you go, oh, okay, should I go to that party that I know everybody's drinking at? Well, what will happen when I'm there? Or should I get in the car with that person and they've drunk a little bit too much? Should I involve myself in the slander of that person over there, or the gossip that's going on there? Should I go that little bit step further with my boyfriend or girlfriend that I know I probably shouldn't? Hey, when you start to get into God's Word and you understand more and more, you understand that He loves you so much. He has set you free and He has put these things in place not to bind you, but to help you. It's like reading a manual. If you read a manual on something like an amazing sound system that I know Ray has at home, I'm very jealous of. But I'm sure, Ray, if you just plug that in and you had it running, you know, it would be nice. You'd probably hear a bit of sound. But if you actually read your manual, you actually understand some amazing things that sound system could do. Your manual is your Bible. You can just have a go and see if you can get it to work. Your body. Hopefully it won't malfunction. And you might survive for a period of time. But at some point, it's best to go back to the manual. Because when you read it, you discover, hey, there's so much more that this body, that this life can do. And those things in there that sort of say, hey, don't get drunk and things like that, they're there for your own benefit. Because you will malfunction when you go down those paths. Jesus came to set the captives free, which is us. And if we truly decide to say yes to things in life that will improve our lives and others, we are truly free. I want to tell you that nothing should control you and take away that freedom that Jesus has given you. You are free to make decisions like go to India or go and help some people that really need help. I pray that you accept that tonight. Let me pray. Lord God, we thank you for the freedom that you have given us. Help us to live in that freedom. Live lives that are free to honor you, to serve you, to love you. And Lord, as I've been sharing, you have brought to our minds chains that we have picked up and we are letting bind us again. And Lord God, right now I want to ask that you will take those chains away as we hand them back over to you. Lord, you know what it is. Maybe, you know, we are one person at home and we are somebody else at school or at work. Maybe, you know, we've been involved in things that, you know, we're just not proud of. Lord God, we give that all back to you. Give us the confidence and the boldness to say no and to say yes to what is right. Lord, give us the desire to get more into your word, the manual, and learn how this body is supposed to work. And help us to realize that you have come to set us free. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.